Menachas Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. Shtei Midei Shel Yovei Shoyu Bamikdash. There were two measurements that were used for the Menachas, for the Soilus of Menachas. There's a Midei Yovesha, dry measurement, not liquid. Yisorin V'chatzi Yisorin. So the truth is that those are the only two measurements that we find in the Korban Menachas. Now, what exactly is the need for this official measuring? Let's say you would find a kli of a third of an Isarin, and you would take three full of those kalim to measure an Isarin. Okay, you could do the same job. It's not clear exactly what the geder of this shtei midos hoyu b'migdash, din hazah, what is it? So the truth of the matter is that when you learn the sugis are earlier in the Masech than Daf Nun Zayin, and it's not clear, this is something that we've brought up many times, is that a korban, a zevach, a behemah, is niskadish al yidei, the person saying harezu l'korban oila. But a mincha is not that way. A mincha needs kiddush kli, and that's what gives it its shame, kiddushas haguf, shame kiddushas korban. That being said, it could be that the kiddush kli is when it's in a kli that's miyuchid for that amount of soilus. That's one mahalach. One mahalach in the Gemara is to say, Shehakelim niskachu, the kelim that we're talking about, a kelim that were niskachu as klei shores, and that's what creates the kedusha, the chalois kedusha, and the etzem soilus of the mincha. There is the ma'isa mandama that holds that kli midas ayovish ene mekachim as anitin bohem, so then l'chayru, the usage of the kli was only functional. And then what you'll have to say is, they're much over it, there's a mikdash dovid and a briskerov. Mechsavron brings the Maram Mekoymis, that you'll have to say that the medida, the measuring out the celsius itself, is a chelik of the hachona for the mincha, like the baking of the mincha also has to be done on premises, because it's a chelik of the avodas kiddush ha-mincha, even if it's not mekadoshit mamish, but it's a chelik of the avodas, so to the medida, even though it's l'chor gans pashut, that the medida won't be ma'akim b'diavid. Mashenken, according to the other man, the medida is what's mekadosh the soilus, without that's not a carbon. So, of course, that would be ma'akev. Vinishvi, the kalim that we use, the klisharis that we used, are shtei midois, because that's what we find. We find the measurement of isorin and a chatz isorin. That's the pashtus. Remeir adds, Remeir oimer, isorin, isorin, v'chatz isorin. Three kalim, two of isorin. Now, obviously, you can't say that he's just repeating. They had two kalim of isorin. It doesn't say any place in Tanakhama that you can't have multiple kalim. The stomach there were days that there were 500 people who had korban menachas, and some that had duplicates. The vort over here is, the way it's explained, you look at the Rav, is that there's a way of measuring an isorin, is what's called a midah gedusha, which means it's mamish packed till the top, it's rounded off on the top, it's full. It's a drop less than what's in a midah mechuka. Mechuka means is that it has a isorin of soilus, even when the soilus is packed tight, when it's mochuk, when it's not overflowing, which means in order to fill the kli, you'll have to have a drop more. It's not clear exactly how much more, it's a drop more. The reason for this is in order to have a little bit excess, that nothing should spill out. Why sometimes this type of isorin, sometimes this type of isorin? So look at the Rav, he brings the drosh from the Gemara, that the Torah says in Parshas Musaf, Misorin, Isorin, Lakevis O'echad, by the Korban Tamid, so the Gemara learns that Isorin, Isorin, the double Lashon says that there's two Isorin, there's two types of Isorin, soilless. One is an Isorin, Kedusha, that's used L'chol HaMenachos, one is an Isorin, Mechuka, that's used for Chavitei Kohen Gadol. What's up is Chavitei Kohen Gadol? Because since it was split, Mechtzisa Ba'erev, Mechtzisa Ba'baiker, so you'd put it in one Kli, but then you would spill it out to be used Achatzoroyim, a drop could spill out, so merely you needed a drop more. Now that drop is minuscule. You have the same type of idea where something could be considered two measurements, but they really called one thing. You have by a tefach. There's a tefach schuko and tefach atzuvo. You have in the beginning of Erev, in the beginning of Sukkah, where the tefachim be'etzim are the same 3 inches, 4 inches, whatever tefach is. The question is, how tightly packed are the tefachayim next to each other? That will make a drop more, minuscule, shabbat minuscule amount more over many, many amas. It'll add up to something. But it's really the same measurement officially, even though be'etzim there's a drop of a discrepancy. So that's the drosh over here, Rameh, obviously the Chacham argue on this. Isor and Mahayu Meshamish, like we just said, Shabayu Moidid L'chol HaMenachis. Loi Hayu Moidid, they would not measure the Soilus, Loi B'shol Shloish L'Apar, a Kli of three Esreinim for a par which needs a Mincha of three times that amount of Isor. V'loi B'shol Shnayim Lo Ayel, an Ayel is also a bigger carbon, so it has a double measure of two Esreinim. Ela moididon esroinis. They measured each isor of the answer because that's what the Torah says to do it. Chatzi isor mayim meshamish. What's the chatzi isor in Ukraine? Sheboy ha yemoidid chavite koin godl mechze baboike mechze beno aboyim. Which means, based on what we read in the first half of the Mishnah, that it has to be measured first in the kli isor and then it's put into two kelim of a chatzi isor. And these are the sole numbers that were used for measuring the kli isoris of Menachos in the Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Beis. Sheva Midos Shelach Hayu BaMikdash. We have a larger variety of Midos Shebelach that we use to measure what's used Lach in the Beis HaMikdash for Menachos. Yain V'Shem. Ohin. Ohin is 12 Lugin, and that is quite large. V'Chatzi Ahin, U'Shlish Esahin, U'Revi Esahin. Loig, V'Chatzi Loig, U'Revi Es Loig. Remember that of the first four, if a hin is 12 lugin, so a revius of a hin is 3 lugin. And then it jumps from 3. There's no kli of 2 lugin. There's a loig, there's a half, and a quarter of a loig. There wouldn't be a hin. Shnosois means little measurements, like when we use a measuring cup. So there's little blitas on the side. You could do it in ink. Where you can have a little bit of a engraved on the side of the kli, and that becomes the measuring, and it would say on it, or there was a simon on it, ad kan lepor, ad kan lo ayil, ad kan lekevis. It means there was no need of having kelim that were bigger than a hin, they're bigger than a loig. All there was one kli of a hin with markers on the side, and each one of them, which was a shlish sahin, revi sahin, was measured off, so there's no need for those. There wasn't a measurement of a hin. According to the other shita, Blazer, he held as a measurement of a hin with markers on the side for all the fractions. According to Reb Shimon, there wasn't a marker. There wasn't a kli for a hin at all. There's never really a need for a hin itself. The only place where you find a measurement in the Mikdash of a hin is only by the Chanukah of Moshe Rabbeinu being mechanech the Mishkan. And over there it says that they used the kli of a hin. He agrees with the Tanna Kamma that they had the measurements, the miyuchad and kelim, that were the sizes of different kabbanas, so the chatzi ahin, revi esahin, shlish esahin. But the hin itself was only used by Moshe one time in the Mishkan. For that, they didn't have a separate kli in the Beis HaMikdash with measurements. What they had, because he holds also that the Kabbalah was in serious, is that there's Sheva Midos. He takes out the hin, he has to replace it with something else. What's that? Elamidi Yisera, another Midos, comes to be Mashlim, the number of 7. Of Loigu Mechza Hoysa, there was a Loigu Mechza, which is not something you generally find. Sheboi Hoye Moidid Leminchas Koyen Godl. Leminchas Chavitnam Koyen Godl was a Loigu Mechza. Loigu Mechza Baboike, a Loigu Mechza Bein Harabayim. That means the total was taken was 3 loig, which is a revi sahin. But lemaisa had to be measured into 2 separate kelim, so there had to be a measurement there of loig umechza. That's what he holds. With that, he's matched the number 7. It's only Reb Lozer in the middle that doesn't hold the number of 7 at all.